Kingdom Perspective Broadcast, the teaching ministry of Dr. David Ogaga. We believe that this message is going to open up the seals and cause you to have a deeper revelation into the Word of God that will make you see beyond the letters in the Word. Here is Dr. David.
Our Father God, we thank and exhort you once again. We are here, God, to receive instruction from you, that we might walk in wisdom, even as sons, in this season and time that we are. You've told us in your word that wisdom is the principal thing, and we do understand that the word of God is the wisdom that you have ordained for us to walk with. And so, Lord, we pray that understanding will come to us so that we'll be able to walk in the light of your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we continue with our study on walking in your sonship. This is going to be part number 3 on walking in your sonship. Hallelujah. Our main text is Romans 8 verse 15. Romans 8 verse 15. Praise the living God. And again he says, for you have not received the spirit of adoption, of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby you cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit, the Bible said, the Spirit is a bearer witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit is a bearer witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Praise the living God. Let me say something here. Verse number 16. And it says, the Spirit is a bearer witness with our spirit. And this is the beginning of the journey, or your journey into sonship, your new birth. And so, let me just take this scripture. Let's have John 3, verse number 6. John 3, verse number 6. It said, thou which is born of the flesh is flesh, and thou which is born of the spirit is spirit. And I need you to understand this, that when you read this passage, you begin to see that first of all, you have the spirit which is capital letter, and the spirit which is small letter. Right? When you read and you see the capital letter and the small letter, this is what it's telling you. Now go to Proverbs 20:27. I need you to understand why it says the spirit is bearing witness with our spirit. Okay? Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man, and you see that there's a small letter. So when you go back to that John 3:6, you begin to discover that when the Bible says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit, what it's telling you is the Holy Spirit gives birth to your human spirit. And that's what it means to be born again. So when your human spirit receives communication of the Holy Spirit, then you are born again. And in this dimension, you have contact or relationship with God. So what really happened was, when Adam fell, the Holy Spirit similarly was out of his human spirit. Let me just put it that way. There was no communication. There was no link anymore. And you begin to understand how in the Old Testament, when God wants to make use of people, the Bible said the Spirit come upon them. But the Spirit was not resident in them in the Old Testament, because then Jesus have not died. Praise the living God. So when we talk about the Spirit capital, that's Holy Spirit, then the Spirit small letter, that's your human spirit. So when you say, are you born again? What you're simply asking the person is, has the Holy Spirit had contact with your human spirit? So when we begin to read in that place and said, the Holy Spirit be a witness with our spirit, is simply trying to say, we have the confidence. That is why, if you are born again, you should know. You don't need to find anything to experiment to find out if you are born again. you should be able to know that you are born again. And the assurance is that the Holy Spirit has come to join with your human spirit. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. What do you see there? But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Did you get that? He that is joined unto the Lord. Now the word join is the word meta in the Greek. And meta is like wedding. When you do your, bring two rods together, you wed them together. To join. That's what it means. So he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. That means the Holy Spirit has become joined with your human spirit. And what that means is there is no discrepancies or division or two spirit. It's one spirit. And so the Holy Spirit bear witness with our spirit, because now the spirit is joined with our spirit, that we are what? The sons of God. That's the foundation of your conviction that you are born again. Praise the living God. And through this medium, you can begin to have communication with God. You can begin to have revelation. You can begin to have visions. This is why you should have visions of God and revelation of God, because the spirit is joined together with what? Your spirit. As a matter of fact, when people talk about the marriage of the Lamb and they think it's future, it's all misconception of scripture. You are already a bride unto Christ. Hallelujah. Why? Because the spirit is joined to your spirit. That is a wedding ceremony. That it took place as a wedding ceremony. So the spirit of the Lord is joined with your spirit. So you are now one with God's spirit. That is why even in your business, you should be able to have insights. You should be able to begin to operate the gift of the spirit of discernment and the gift of wisdom to know what to do and what not to do. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is joined with your human spirit. You are one with him. Praise the living God. You should be able to see visions. You should be able to prophesy. All of these things are within your spirit dimension. That's a new birth. So you are born again because the Holy Spirit is joined with what? Your human spirit. And understand this. Give me 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse number 23 or so. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, let me see if that's one. Good. And the God of peace, sanctify you wholly. Listen to this. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? From your spirit, your soul, and your body. You are made up of three dimensions. So the first place that the Holy Spirit works on is your human spirit. And so, right now, your human spirit is joined with the Holy Spirit, so you are born again. Is that okay? So what's the next thing that's happening? The Holy Spirit is working on your soul. And your soul is made up of your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions. This one brings you to where you begin to think as God thinks. The mind of God begins to be revealed to you. The change that God intended will begin to happen because the Holy Spirit is now affecting your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you following this? Good. So the Holy Spirit begins to do that. So that's the progression. So the final thing that God is going to do for you and I is that our body also will receive what? Redemption. So that's the progression of that which we are walking. The journey of what you call full salvation. What's full salvation? Your spirit is saved. Your soul is saved. Your body is saved. Praise the living God. All right, so we have this witness within us that we are the children of God. That's what I'm trying to say. And I want you to take that, and it's very important. So let's make progress. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Because what I'm sharing with you today is going to be very powerful. I'm talking about the power of the embassy. The power of the embassy. All right. In relation to walking in your sonship, the subtitle is the power of the embassy. So here in Ephesians 2 verse 10, the Bible says, Ephesians 2 verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that there be in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called on circumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, talking about the law. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Hallelujah. So there was a time that you were without God in the world, but now you have God in the world. Hallelujah. Go to verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. And I want you to know that. With the saints and of the household of God. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers. Know that. Not foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, the word citizen, as you should understand it, is a native of the same town or of the same country. That's the word citizen. And so you have to understand that your citizenship have actually changed. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of faith. So, the household of faith is a group of people with different citizenship. Are you getting what I'm talking about? That the first time before you came to the Lord, you were not a citizen of the household of faith as a Gentile. But now you've come to the Lord, you've been born again, you are now a fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of faith. So your citizenship really have changed. And so you have to understand that in the true sense, your citizenship is in heaven. Are you with me? Your citizenship is in heaven. And you have to understand this. When a child is born, what happened? They present certificate of birth to the child. Is that okay? By the country where he's born into. And largely too, when a man dies, they also have certificate of death. Because the government want to see to it that that one is out of the census. Right? So they know those who have died, they know those are alive. So you have certificate of birth. That is the first place where you have a certificate when you are born again. Or when you are born into a country. So now it means when you are born again into God's kingdom, you have a certificate of birth as God's own citizens of heaven. Are you with me? You have to understand that. So the first thing, the consciousness must come into your mind that I am a citizen of heaven. I have a certificate that proves that I am born into heaven. Friends, listen to me. Don't let anybody make you have doubt about your new birth. We have this problem, people. You see, when you question whether you are born again, it simply means you don't really understand what is happening. You can't doubt your salvation. Let me put it that way. Don't you ever doubt your salvation. You are born again, you are born again. You have a certificate of birth. And the proof of that is the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Are you there with me? All right. Now, the power of the embassy is what I'm talking about. So first of all, you are a citizen of another commonwealth, of another, I like that. Commonwealth is wealth that is common. So there is something that is common to the people. Common wealth, common resources, common life. Are you following what I'm saying now? There's something that's unique to every one of us. It's common to every one of us because we are saints of God. And I said that, I think, last week. You don't die to become a saint. You know, sometimes you see people die, and after a year, the church comes and says, this one is a saint. No, you don't die to become a saint. You are called to be saints. Are you following what I'm talking about? So we have St. James, St. Judas, even St. Judas Iscariot, if you will. You know, you are a saint. That's the simple thing. Praise the living God. Once you're called from the world into God, you are a saint from that day. So even if you pay St. John or St. Peter's and Agnes in front of your name, you are very accurate. You have no problem at all. St. Lucky. Yes, you have no problem at all. You are doing the right thing. You are identifying with your new status as far as life is concerned. Are you following what I'm talking about? Oh, praise the Lord. All right. You know, people argue and they tell you sometimes people take the name of God, you know, and all of that. I mean, what's the big in that? If you really understand scripture, you see, if you go back to Genesis, the Bible said there was a time when men begin to call upon the name of God. Is that okay? Right. They were rejecting their old names, rejecting their old identity, and identifying with God's name. And so when you have things like Elohim, what do you have there? You begin to see people picking names like, for instance, like Jehovah. You begin to see Isaiah, Jeremiah, Obadiah. They are identifying with Jehovah. Is that okay? Are you following what I'm talking about? Right. Jewel is like Elohim. You see, you have things like Joel, E-L. You begin to see men identifying with God. There is nothing wrong. You say you take the name of God in vain. The only problem is you don't have to take the name in vain. In other words, when you take the name of God, you begin to act as God because you are a product of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise the Lord. So let's deal with the issue of the embassy. Go with me into 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 19. And I want you to pick that because it's very important for you to know how secured you are as a child of God. Because we are dealing with walking in our sonship. Walking in your sonship. Realization. You've been born again. You are a child of God. You are a son of God. You are not a foreigner. You are not a stranger. You are not a vagabond. You are a child of God. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing the trespasses unto them, and had committed to us the word of reconciliation. God was in Christ. If any man be in Christ, does that mean anything to you? God was in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So you are where God is. Hallelujah. I mean, did you get that? It's so simple. You read that. If any man be in Christ, a new creature. And the Bible says, God was in Christ. So you are where God is. And that's why Paul, when he writes into the churches, Galatians say, the church of Thessalonica that is in God. You see, you are in Christ. God is in Christ. God is in, you know, we are all one in one place. You have to know the atmosphere that you are in. You have to know the environment that you are in. You must know where you are. For in him we live and move and have our being. That's your environment. Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 20. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ that be a what? Reconcile. We are what? Ambassadors of Christ. Now get this. Every ambassador lives at the embassy of his home country, but in a different country. Are you there with me? So for instance, you go to Abuja today, you're going to have, let me just use Ghana embassy. Now, the ambassador of Ghana lives at the embassy in Abuja. Are you there with me? Understand what I'm saying. Follow what the scripture is trying to tell you here. We are ambassadors. And there is no other place where we can live in other than at the embassy of God. So, the ambassador of Ghana lives at Ghana embassy in Abuja. If you are trying to go to maybe Canada, you're going to go to the embassy of Canada to get your visa before you travel there. Are you following what I'm talking about? Right. It means this. Now, if the embassy grants you visa, you can literally travel to the home country of the embassy. If they deny you visa at the embassy, you can't travel there. So it means the embassy is a country in another country. Are you following what I'm saying here? I want you to pick this. The embassy of a nation is a nation in another nation. So we can have the embassy of maybe Benin Republic in Nigeria. That embassy represents Benin Republic. The U.S. embassy represents U.S. where? In Nigeria. Praise the living God. Now, if you are living at the embassy, you have... How am I going to put this? Let me first describe this for you. There is something that is called asylum. Asylum is protection given to someone by a government because he has escaped from fighting or political trouble in their own country. For instance, if there is a problem, and maybe you created a problem in Nigeria, as the case may be, and you confine yourself into any embassy of another nation in Abuja, and you accepted to come in there, you already have what you call an asylum. By implication, the Nigeria government cannot go to the embassy and pick you out, even though you committed a crime. In the Bible, it was called city of refuge, so that even if you kill a man and you can run into that place, they don't come there to pick you out. So it's like an asylum. So there is something called political asylum. Maybe you worrying or doing something and something happened, and then you have been pursued. You can go to another country and they can allow you to stay in their country and have your right there. So it's called political asylum. Is that okay? Right. Then you have, when you use the word political, for instance, you are talking about citizenship or government. So remember, we are fellow citizens, so we are dealing with the issue of government or governance. Is that okay? Right. So get this point. Now, when you are at the embassy, if you run into an embassy of a nation, like I said, that country, even though the embassy is in that country, like Nigeria, they cannot come there to pick you up unless they have to apply even to your home country for extradition. Now you call it extradition. Are you following what I'm saying? Right. They don't have right to pick you up. Now I'm trying to make you see how powerful an embassy is. The right of an embassy. And for you to be an ambassador, that means you have a right as a citizen of heaven, but living in this world. Are you there with me? So the church of God is the embassy of God on earth. The saints of God, they live at the embassy of God. That's what the Bible says. Now we, as ambassadors of Christ, you got to understand what he's talking about. An ambassador cannot live outside of the jurisdiction of the embassy of his home country. I'm trying to make you understand this, that even the devil does not have right to come attack you without permission from heaven. Somebody said, Pastor David, you're going way off. I'll show you by the scriptures. Are you there with me? Your mindset must begin to be properly configured into the relationship of who you are and why you are existing here. You came here. No, come on. You have to understand something. You see, in the true sense, an embassy tries to bring in the culture of their own nation into another nation. The bilateral relationship. They try to extend cultures, if you will. Are you following me? But in a proper sense, it goes deeper when you talk about issues like colonization. When a country colonizes another country, even though you don't go to the original country that colonized your country, you imbibe the culture of your home country that colonized you. So for instance, when Britain colonized Nigeria, we were driving on the left-hand side. I mean, if you remember that. Because that's the way Britain drives. We speak English because Britain was speaking English. So any country that colonizes you brings that culture into your life. Now, when you say, "Our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth," what do you think you're talking about? You are saying God colonized the earth and bringing the culture of heaven to the earth. And when the culture of heaven is coming to the earth, we are the embassy, we are the one that dispenses the culture to the rest of the people. Is it making sense to you? That is what you're praying about. We say, "Thy will be done. Let the culture of heaven be brought to earth." The true sense of it, that prayer is saying, "Heaven come to earth." Praise the Lord. I'm still trying to make you see how powerful an embassy is. So, you don't need to go to heaven to get heaven realities. Because the culture of heaven is supposed to be made manifest through the embassy of heaven, which is upon the earth. "Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." In other words, we are trying to, God has sent us here to colonize, to revolutionize every culture, even in our society, with ethics and principles of heaven. And so we are ambassadors for Christ. We stay at the embassy of Christ. Praise the living God. And so we live with a life. Now you better think about it. It's sometimes a little bit difficult if the embassy, for instance, of America is in Nigeria and you expect them to be eating your local food. Probably it's not going to be possible. But they have right to bring in their own food into the country. Are you following what I'm talking about? Right. So the culture, the ethics, the social standard, everything about the U.S. is what they bring into their embassy, is what they live by. So you live by the virtues of your home country in the embassy in another country. Now let me show you what I was trying to say. Go with me to John chapter 8. Let's look at John chapter 8 first. John chapter 8 verse 21. John chapter 8 verse 21. "Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come." He was speaking to the Pharisees. Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, you cannot come." And he said unto them, "You are from beneath and from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world." Are you there with me? It means, even though he was living here physically, his culture, his lifestyle was from another climate, another realm. Okay, you say, "But I'm talking about Jesus." Okay, go with me to John 15, verse 17. John 15, verse 17. "These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Verse 19. "If you were of the world will love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you." Praise the living God. I've chosen you out of the world. So even though you are physically in this world, you are not of this world. What I mean is, you are not a product of this world. The world did not give birth to you. Heaven gave birth to you. So you are a citizen of heaven, residing in this world. And the only place where you can truly stay to manifest your authority is the embassy of God. Are you listening to me? Now let me show you powerful scripture. You see, it's important you understand your citizenship. It's very important you understand the value and the power enshrined in your citizenship as a believer. Go with me to the book of Job, chapter 1. Reading from verse number 7, the book of Job. J-O-B, Job. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. So he has no dwelling place. That's why I keep telling some of you, you need to abide in the place wherein God have ordained you. Because some of you, you are the one actually looking for the Satan trouble. He is walking to and fro, you are also walking to and fro, and then you collide on the road. And so he's not looking for you. He didn't say he's looking for Job. He is walking to and fro. Satan is not looking for you. Are you there with me? And then the next thing, and the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job? It's like you're trying to look for business, but you don't seem to have anyone. Can you try my servant Job? So you see, it was God that introduced Job to Satan. And he said, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, the one that feared God and eschew evil? God was boasting of Job. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Praise the living God. Do you think Job is just, you know, respect you, honors you for nothing? You begin to read and say, is there no edge around Job? So that means there's a protection around Job. Even Job himself didn't know. Just like so many Christians don't know how protected they are. Praise the living God. Have you considered my servant Job? So what do you think is happening here? You read down this story. Can we take another reading? Just read on to the next verse. And let's see. Have thou not made an edge about him and about his house? Glory to God. And about all that he had, even on every side, thou hast blessed him, blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Go to the next thing. But put forth the hand now and touch all that he had, and it will cause thee to thy face. No, but I like the fourth verse there. Have you not put an edge around Job? So what is that trying to say? Satan is trying to say, if you want me to touch him, remove the edge. Then I can touch him. So what do you think is happening here? Here Job is applying to heaven to get permission to touch Job, who is at the embassy of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Did you follow what I just said there? Here you can see clearly that Satan did not just walk out and say, okay, yes, I'm going to touch him. No. He was seeking permission from heaven. If only you can allow me to touch him. I'm telling you the same thing, friends. The devil can't just touch you. If you are a follower of God, if you know who you are, if you're born of God's spirit, if you are the embassy of God, let me tell you something. If you try to go to another country's embassy to extradite somebody by force, you've already declared war with our home country. Satan knew that. So he will not want to declare war. He will have to seek permission. So anytime Satan tries to touch you without permission, he's declaring war against heaven. Praise the living God. Have you not made an edge around him? The protection is there for you, people of God. It's just that so many of you don't know about it. You don't understand the value of your new bed. That's the problem. You don't know how much protection you have. You don't know how many angels God has positioned to take care of you as a citizen of heaven. Praise the living God. Is anybody understanding what I'm saying? I want you to catch this. I want to be simple with you today so that you can truly understand what I'm saying. That you are fully protected because you are the embassy of God. and that no power. Remember what Jesus said, John 15, you are not of this world. Even though you're living in this world, you are not of this world. You have your identity from heaven. Your passport is from heaven. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm talking about? Your true identity is heavenly. Your citizenship is heaven. Can we look at Philippians 3? Verse 20, 21 from the Amplified Translation, if you will. But we are what? Citizen of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is where? In heaven. We are, not we shall be. We are citizens of the homeland, the states. How many of you understand what it means when you talk about states? Hallelujah. State have its own sovereignty. Nigeria is a state having its own sovereign power, authority. You can't just move into another man's state, another person's country, and do whatever you want. It's not possible. The devil cannot just want to come and mess you up at will. It's not possible. I want you to understand this. We are what? Citizens of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is in heaven. And from in also we earnestly, hallelujah, and patiently await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I've explained this to you several times. It's not what you call second coming. How could he be a Savior when you're already saved? What is he saving you from? Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm talking about? You are already saved, so why are you waiting for him to come and save you? Save you from what? And some of you say, well, we are waiting for him to come and rapture us. No, that's not what he's talking about. This salvation here is a redemption of what? Your body. The clothing of immortality. Your spirit is saved. Your soul has been saved. Your body shall be saved. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise the living God. We're waiting in this season, in this atmosphere, so that we can be fully conformed to the very image that God intended us to have, the image of his Son. But note this fact on what we're dealing with. We are what? Citizens of where? Of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is where? In heaven. We are citizens of heaven. John 3 verse 13. John 3 verse 13. Look at the way Jesus spoke about this. John 3 verse 13. Hallelujah. Can you find it? Look at this. And yet no one has ever gone up to heaven. But there is one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man himself, who is dwelling his home where? In heaven. Now, where was he when he was speaking this to Nicodemus? He was on the earth. The same homeland we're talking about, that's where he was. Where was he? In heaven. And yet he was in Palestine. Because he said, I'm not of this world. You are also not of this world. You are not a product of this world. You have a new birth. And the devil knows that. That's why the fear of death, no, must get out of your mind. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Nicodemus, listen to me. Even as I'm talking to you right now, I'm in heaven. That's where I came from. He said, you are from beneath, but I'm from above. Do you not even know the meaning of the word to be born again? The word again means from above. That's the original word. When you read born again, that word again means what? Above. That means you are born from above. And Jesus said, I came from above. Even though I'm here in Palestine, I'm from above. The same power that made him the Son of God, God has given that same spirit to you. That's why you cry what? Abba Father. So you must recognize your home state. Where is your home state? Heaven. Praise the living God. So we are heavenly being residing where? On the earth. And that is why, you know, we see people talking about aliens. Have you heard about people looking for aliens? People from other climates. How many of you understand that we are the real aliens? We came from another life, another climate, another country, and we are residing here. So we are strangers to people around us. That's why they can't understand how we live. They don't understand how we walk, because we are aliens. Foreigners to the people originally on the earth. You are not of this earth. You are from heaven. You must understand that. If this is the only thing you can catch this morning, I'm okay. You are not of this world. You are from heaven, but residing where? On this earth. You are an alien. You are foreigners. But strangers. Not strangers, but foreigners. You can even say strangers. That's why people refer to our pilgrims. Are you there with me? But in this case, not just wandering pilgrims, we've come to settle at the embassy. So the church of God is the embassy of God right where? On the face of the earth. So if you belong to the church, you are residing where? At the embassy of God. And no silly devil has right to come touch you. Oh, come on, listen to me. No silly, idiotic devil has right to come touch you, except the first seek permission from heaven. Your home state must allow that idiot to touch you. Otherwise, no power. I say no power. Hallelujah. It's not permitted. It's not allowed. That is the power of the embassy. We reside at the embassy of God. Hallelujah. You must understand it. I have two international passports. One is heavenly passport. The other one is Nigeria passport. Are you still there with me? With the Nigeria passport, I give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Are you still there with me? So with you. You must know where you come from. You are born from above. With your natural birth, you have international passport. But with your heavenly birth, you have a heavenly passport. And that is the Spirit of God that resides within your being. So the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God. That's your passport. You must know it. Praise the living God. So enough of this your messy thinking. How you think that the devil can always mess you up anytime. The devil can just anytime. No. You are a citizen of heaven. And you are sent here for a purpose. So the next thing I want to make you understand is how are you dispensing the culture of your home country? You don't go to the embassy of your country in another country and then get assimilated into their culture. No. You see, carry your culture with you. You see, carry your language with you. You see, carry your values with you. So when we come from heaven, we don't lose the value of heaven and begin to imbibe the value of the world. We still have the value of heaven within our spirit being because our gene is heavenly. Does anybody understand this? So when we talk heaven. When we laugh heaven. Come on, when we eat heaven. Hallelujah. That is our identity. We came here to reveal heaven. And I'm saying no devil is permitted to touch you. Can you take that from me today? No devil is permitted to touch you. Not in this world. No devil is permitted to touch you. Because you live at the embassy of heaven. If the devil can seek permission, I mean, from God to touch Job, unless he will do the same before he can touch you. You need to understand this. You must understand this, people. And what I'm trying to make you understand, like you read in Proverbs chapter 20, Proverbs 24, then 3 to 5, you need to understand something. There's a need to get knowledge. But you see, information is not the same thing as truth. Is that okay? Truth sets you free. Information can't set you free. When you receive information until you internalize it or become truth, you are not free. All I'm saying could be just information to you. But when it becomes true knowledge and it becomes truth, you are set free. You have to understand that understanding. that no power, no spirit, no devil is permitted to touch you because you are at the embassy of God. Can you please stand up? I just want you to begin at this moment to talk to the Father. You see, the prayer I want you to pray this morning is to erase every spirit of fear, unbelief, doubt from your mind. That's why I want you to pray this morning. All the things that have ever made you to be afraid, all the things that have ever made you to doubt your salvation, begin to take them out of your mind. The belief that the devil is so strong, and he can always come at you at will, is what I want you to take out of your mind this morning. Now begin to pray. I just need you to pray. Talk to your Father. Remember, God has given us the spirit of his Son, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And I told you before, slaves can't call on God as Father. You are not a slave. You are a free-born citizen of God. Begin to talk to your Father. Everything that makes you to be afraid. You can't be intimidated by people's voices. You can't be intimidated by evil. Come on, think about it. When men try to intimidate you, let them know you are born child of God. And no power can touch you. Invoke your citizenship right now. If you are going through anything that is oppressing you, invoke your citizenship rights. I am a child of God, born of the Spirit. Therefore, you devil, you can't touch me. Invoke the right of your citizenship. I am born of the Spirit of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of the Most High God, the El Elohim. I am a child of God. Invoke your citizenship rights and overcome the fear, the pains, the doubt, the unbelief, even the sicknesses. If you believe the devil have inflicted you with any form of sickness, it's about time you invoke your rights and overcome that sickness. Let it be done right now. Let it be done right away. That you might be set free. Remember, Apostle Paul made a statement, I'm a free citizen. And that was all that he needed in Acts chapter 22. To be set free from being flogged, from being beaten. I am a free citizen of Rome. I want you to understand that you are a free citizen of heaven. And except heaven permit, no devil can touch you. No power can touch you. No spirit can touch you. Begin to talk to your Father. Stand up for where you are. Stand up for who you are. Stand up for that which you have been built into. You are a citizen of heaven, and no power has right to touch you. You are a citizen of heaven. No power has right to touch you. Can I say that to you again? Think about that. Recognize your citizenship and the power of God that is about and around you. Job didn't know that there was an edge around him for protection. He never knew that. The devil knew he had more protection than he knew himself. Talk to your Father right away. Talk to your father. Every power that is holding you bound, break it now. As you declare your rights, I am a free citizen, I am a free born. You don't have right to stay in my life, you don't have right to buffet me, you don't have right to intimidate me. Talk to your Father. Glory, glory, glory. Talk to your Father. Halabashantakaria. Let the Spirit of God begin to move and touch you and heal you and set you free. Let the Spirit of God begin to do a work in your life right now. As you recognize your new birth, for he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Come on, come to that realization. How much of a citizenship that you carry, your true identity is that you are a heavenly being residing on the face of the earth. You are born again from above. You are born again from heaven. Glory to God. No power therefore have right to touch you. No spirit negatively have right to touch you. You are a free born citizen of heaven, living at the embassy of God. Thank you, mighty God. Change your atmosphere, change your climate by your thinking, by your orientation, by your mind. Think about it. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you for these people. I exhort you for this one, Father, that you've called to yourself to be saints. And they are born from above. Lord God Almighty, I ignite in their minds your real thoughts about them. This day, that they are citizens of heaven. And because they are citizens of heaven, they have heavenly rights and privileges. And so, Lord, I pray thee, every power that is holding these people bound from succeeding in any manner, any devil that is holding them bound, I break that chain this day in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free. For whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. Jesus died to make you free. You are free from the bondage of Satan. You are free from the power of Satan. In the name of Jesus, what was not working for you before will begin to work for you today. What was not speaking good for you before will begin to speak good for you today. I open up your heavens right now. I bring down the rain of the blessing of God upon you. The rain of the blessing of God upon you. The rain of the blessing of God upon you. The rain of the blessing of fruitfulness of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Dr. David Ogaga. We know you have been blessed by this station. You can share this message with your friends and loved ones. For more information, inquiries and free downloads, please visit www.davidogaga.org or you can send us an email admin@gkai.net. God bless you.